Broadcasting live from the Business Radio X studios in Atlanta, Georgia, it's time for Atlanta Business Radio, spotlighting the city's best businesses and the people who lead them.
Hello, everybody, and welcome once again to an exciting and informative edition of Atlanta Business Radio. This is a fantastic Friday edition. We've had a great week in the studio here, great guest, and we're looking forward to today's in-studio guests as well. Thank you so much for joining us. I am your host today, Ryan Redhawk McPherson, and alongside me at the controls and keeping everybody straight and narrow is Alex Gossett-Shiflett. How are you, Alex?
I'm doing great. How about yourself?
Looking forward to the weekend.
Yes,
and like I
long
said,
weekend.
Yeah, we got Memorial Day weekend coming up. So hopefully you get a chance to reflect on those who paid the ultimate sacrifice
Absolutely.
For our freedoms here in America. And we're very thankful for all of them. Make sure you're connected with us on social media, Twitter, at Business Radio X. You can send us your tweets and thoughts there. And you can follow the program as well, Atlanta Biz Radio, Atlanta B-I-Z Radio, and send us your tweets as well. Check us out on Facebook and leave your thoughts and comments, and we will interact with you there as well. Without further ado, let's introduce today's headlining guest. His name is Papa Sam, and he's with IT Secure Solutions. He is the CEO. How are you, Papa?
I'm doing great. Thank you very much for having me today.
My pleasure. Thank you so much for joining us on this Friday. So let's start in the beginning. You are originally from Senegal, right?
Correct.
And that's where you grew up?
Oh, definitely. I grew up in Senegal. So I came here when I was 22. I finished my college, I graduated here and got my master's degree. So I passed by ASA College in Brooklyn and then make a quick stop at Pace University. So that's where everything got started. I work with different companies in New York City and in New Jersey. Basically, they were really good. I work with them and again, experience and with this country, which is like really good. Like,
yes.
That's what I call like the country of never ending opportunity. Because
that's right.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, you can be anyone you would like to become to, or you can have anything you need if you just focus on work.
Very well said. As an immigrant yourself, I wish more Americans who are born here resonated with the sentiments you have there. Let's take us back a little bit to Senegal. What was life like there for you?
Well, Senegal is like one of like the growing economically country in Africa. Mm-hmm. So it's located on the west side of Africa. You know, like the African economy is like going up and down. But these days, like especially the new president we have, like there's been there for like about few years now.
Mm-hmm.
And it's doing good, really good to help boost the economy, and people are getting new jobs, and the business is growing up, and it's really good actually.
Did you grow up in the city in Senegal or in the countryside? What was your home like?
I was born like in a village of Touba, which is like about 200 miles from the capital,
okay,
Dakar. But my dad was like an employee at like Sonacos, which is like one of the biggest company in Jurbel.
Okay,
and they moved him from Jurbel to Dakar. So that's where I grew up. I went to school over there. And then I got my high school degree in Senegal as well.
And when did you first know that, you know, I wanted to go explore my opportunities in America? When did that first become a thought to you?
Well, in Senegal, everybody has a dream. So America is like a big country for like every single individual.
Yes.
So basically, I was dreaming about that, like going to America, pursue my dream, having like everything that I would need. And when I was like 22, I talked about it with my brother, actually, who was like the vice president of Trade Perspective in New York.
Okay.
He actually helped me every single thing, like in like, every single aspect
yes.
of it. And
yes.
Helped me get like my visa, a student visa. So I got here as a student. So I actually really loved it. And basically... that was a great opportunity. And the first day they told me that I got the visa, I was so excited and say, oh, I'm going to America. So
yeah.
This is really like a great opportunity for me to make my dream happen. So,
yes. And you only knew one person, your brother. Did you know anyone else that was here in this country?
Basically, I have few family members in here, but they like in different states.
I see.
So when I touched down at JFK Airport in New York, I got only $47 in my pocket. So it was like,
yeah,
really tough. And I managed managed to handle it with the help of my brother, who helped me to put the bits and bytes in a perfect order.
That's the way to do it for sure. Came to America, continued your education, continued to grow and love this country, and eventually found your way to Atlanta. So what brought you here to Atlanta?
Well, I think there is a reason. There is a reason Coca-Cola and Delta chose Atlanta as their base home. So I've been working with various companies in New York City, and then I founded mine, which is IT Secure Solutions. Mm-hmm. And then I had a few opportunities in here in Atlanta. I used to come here like a day or 2 days.
Visit.
And sometimes being a consultant for like some small businesses. Mm-hmm. That's where everything started. And then I have like some law firm, some real estate company, which I handle their IT stuff. And then I said, you know what? This is a great city, and I like the weather because in Senegal, there is no winter. There's no winter at all. So, you know what? This is my dream city. I'm definitely going to be here, and I really love it.
Great. Yeah, dream city. You heard it, folks. He thinks Atlanta is that, and we certainly do, too, here at Atlanta Business Radio. It's a great destination for businesses, individuals looking to grow personally and professionally as well. Let's talk about your business now, IT Secure Solutions. Yeah, what type of services are you providing businesses?
IT Secure Solutions is a company that provides IT services for small businesses, medium businesses, and large businesses as well. Because I remember back in 2013, when we first got started, we dealt with like a huge bank in New York City that we handled all the IT department. They had like 3-story building.
Oh, wow.
So we handled like everything from top to bottom. That was like one of the best experience I've had doing being like the CEO of IT Secure Solution. Mm-hmm. So we work with company handling their network services, their server setups, and we help them also fight cybercrime, which is like really bad these days, and to help them protect their sensitive data and their employees' information as well.
So small businesses, medium businesses, large business, sounds like Papa Sam and IT Secure Solutions can really do some good there. Alex?
And how many employees do you have?
In New York, we have 35 employees.
Wow.
So in Atlanta, we have 7 because we just started. We just moved in here. We have an office like a virtual office right now.
Yes.
So we're trying to figure out where we're going to be, definitely. So right now, we're focusing on virtual office, moving in and in and out. Mm-hmm. We have 7 employees in Atlanta. So in New York City, we have 35 employees, in New York and New Jersey combined.
I see.
So you're in New York, New Jersey, and now Atlanta.
Atlanta, definitely.
Okay.
Correct.
Are you going to be moving anywhere else?
It's business. You never know where you're going to be tomorrow. So I had a trip from New York 2 days ago. So I just come from there because I got a contract that I need to sign. And I have to go back there next Wednesday because I have another client which need like their business network set up and secure as well. Where I'm going to be next, I don't know yet, but I wish the business would go.
Stay tuned for more, ladies and gentlemen.
Yeah, you'll have to come back on the show and tell us if you're expanding to other places. Exciting that your company is growing so fast.
Oh, thank you so much. I really appreciate it. Yeah, it's definitely growing so fast, and I really love it. I love the people I'm working with. They really determine people. So they work really hard 24/7. You call them, you text them. Now they're with you, and that's really important.
Do you employ other people from Senegal as well?
Definitely. I mean, Secure Solution is like... We employ everybody, you know.
Just good talent, no matter where they're from.
No matter where you're from. We have guys from India. We have guys from Morocco. We have guys from Senegal. We have talented engineer from this great country of the United States.
Yeah, so that's good. And so how are you getting the word out to businesses that you're available, your services are there and needed?
Basically, when we first started, we were trying to push with, I got so many help with my brother, who is like the vice president of Trade Perspective. So he helped me get in contact with some business owners, and that helped me get their business as a consultant. So as a consultant, I met up like with companies, and I told them about my business, because as you know, still before I graduated from college, this business was still was up and running. So I was a consultant with this business while I'm still in college.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
Basically, that helped me a lot. And the first thing that came in my mind was like when my brother say, "Hey, you know what? I have an opportunity for you. This is a great project for you to start up." And he gave me like over 35. It was like a 35 users for his company.
Wow.
So basically, I started with there, and that helped me really good. And then I did it good, and then from there, I have built with law firm, doing advertisement on the radio, on TV. We plan on it, but not yet. But the radio would be really good. So I hope very soon you guys and I can have some partnership.
I think so. Well, we are always looking for new sponsors and opportunities to work together. So we'd love to feature you in more other than just being a guest on the show, because this is something that all businesses need. Mm-hmm. Every business, from small business to a large business, need to know that their secure IT secure solutions can help them. And that's really good. Where do you see your business evolving to? Are you going to get more employees? Are you looking for more contracts? What do you see evolving?
Absolutely. When I first got on my feet on your building, I said, I really love this building.
Oh,
and
you do?
I love it. And it's really nice, you know.
This could be your new office.
One Glen Lake, for the listeners who don't know, we're at Sandy Springs, Georgia. Glen Lake Parkway, building one, Suite 700.
It is a nice place to come to work, I have to say. It's gorgeous.
It is. I love it. I really love it. When I first put myself, I said, wow, this is beautiful.
Yes.
And I'm planning to expand my business.
Yes.
And that's to do so, you need like more employees. But the more you gain companies' trust, the more employees you have, and the more expand your business will be.
That's right. Good work gets you more good work.
That's
just
true.
Keep doing good work,
that's
and
true.
People will recognize you. Are you involved with any specific trade organizations? Where do you go to stay up to date with cybersecurity, secure IT solutions? Do you go to trade shows, expos, and that kind of thing?
Yes, yes. Any show, actually, I hear about, I'm going there to meet people and see how I can connect with people and how I can meet new organizations. How I can share the experience I have,
yes.
How I can gain their trust to be able to be their security consultant or
yes.
like handle their servers or network needs. That's where exactly I met Alex, which mm-hmm. is a really nice person, basically.
Yeah.
I met them. I met her at Pitch Perfect.
Perfect pitch.
Yes, yeah. Perfect Pitch with Tanisha Bell, who is a really nice lady, actually.
She's very nice.
She is.
She's actually gorgeous, too. She looks like Kerry Washington from the show Scandal. She really does.
We love Tanisha here on the
she's
program.
She's great, yeah.
She's great. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
She's great.
So staying up to date on what's trending out there in the industry, because like you said, the cybersecurity is always changing. Today, you may think you're secure, but tomorrow does not make you secure. So you have to stay ahead of the bad guys out there.
That's true. I mean, there are always some malware and then like malicious software coming up every single day. Like today, you can set up like an entire network, which is really nice, really smooth, and very secure. But like 2 hours, 3 hours later, you got hit by a zero-day attack. So mm-hmm. basically, that's something you cannot plan, and you cannot deal with that same day. But
So
what you're gonna have is like a proactive scheme, like which is like I'm gonna do this when this happened. So if you do that, you have to make sure that you're not gonna put the company like down for like about 2 hours or 3 hours, because every single day the company lose hours of work is like millions of dollars lost.
Yes, no.
Now, sometimes we've had guests in the studio that their job, they're basically professional hackers. They go in and they work for companies and they find the weak spots. Do you hire professional hackers, or do you have people in your employment that have that skill?
Definitely. I mean, you cannot be a good security engineer without being a hacker at first.
Okay.
So you didn't need to know how to defend yourself when something happened. So hackers, they know what they do. So when they hit, they're going to hit really bad. But in the other side, they're doing things great, because when they know there is like a glitch in this software, and they exploit that glitch, you know this is not good. You're going to do everything you can to fix that thing.
Right.
So that's something like, it's not, I'm going to put it like in code, it's not good, but
right.
definitely you need to, I'm not working with hackers, but I work with talented people.
Right.
We like, who have their CEH, which is like a certificate of ethical hacker. Which is
what is it called?
CEH.
CEH.
Yeah. It's like a certificate that people have. You can have it with like some institute that's out there. So they teach you the in and out, how to like tackle the hackers when they get into like an organization.
I did not know that.
Yeah, that's a great certification, and I urge like every single system engineer to go get it as soon as possible.
Right. That makes sense.
Yes. We're talking with Papa Sam. He's CEO of IT Secure Solutions, located right here in Atlanta, Georgia, via New York and via Senegal, for sure. So he's only been in Atlanta for 3 months now, but really wanted to come here to set his business up because he knew this was a great city and a vibrant economy here. Before coming to Atlanta, what are some of the things you heard about Atlanta?
Well, I heard that it's a nice city because there is like one of the one of the artists I listen all the time, which is Akon.
Oh yes, Akon. Yeah.
So he's from Senegal as well,
right? But a very famous in America for his music,
and certainly in
Atlanta, and the community here knows him very well.
So I heard him saying good stuff about Atlanta. So my wife visited here a few times as well. Who is really, 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 really good wife. She's been helping me like since the beginning. So.
And now you're here with your business, and you find Atlanta to be welcoming and a good place to grow your business?
Absolutely, absolutely. I'm planning to. I'm actually like looking like a great location where I can put my business too. So this is like a great city. I really love it. And I have my apartment right here in Buckhead, where I'm looking as well into like a house so it can build up like
Great.
An empire in here. So.
Right. And so now you're here in Atlanta. Do you find that there's a network of immigrants from Senegal here supporting one another? Have you reached out in those channels?
Basically, that's like the bad part from that's like one of the challenge that we have as like immigrants from Senegal. You can see a lot of people from other countries, like Indian peoples, like which they're doing really good to communicate and then join each other.
Yeah.
But in Senegal, it's like really, really tough. So right now we have some young people going on Facebook trying to join each other.
Yeah.
So I would name just a few, like from Senegal to the state, like a group they created. So they're helping like young people who just
from Senegal to the states.
Exactly.
That's a thing on Facebook, a group on Facebook that if you are an immigrant out there and would like to connect with that community, that's a great place from Senegal to the States.
It is.
Yeah. And I have got a question. What are the differences between doing business in New York and doing business in Atlanta?
I would say it's like a little bit the same, but more different, like contract wise. Because in New York, sometimes it's really tough to have like a contract. If you're not doing good or you're not going like in the market doing like some advertisement stuff like that, you're not going to be well known. But in Atlanta, it's like something else. It's like I would say it's really, really, really difficult in New York City.
Is it?
Yeah, it is. But in Atlanta, if you know, if your business is well established, that's what I read. And I'm not here for a very long time, but I can say that this city is really, 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 really good. And there is nothing you cannot get without. There is nothing that's not like easy. Everything you need is like easy to get and easy to reach. And contract wise, it's not really tough. You can have a contract today and start doing your business like as soon as tomorrow or the same day. So which is really, really, really nice.
And what about the people?
The people are really friendly. They're really nice as well. in New York, they're nice, but basically, compared to Atlanta, the only thing I really feel bad about is like the driving, which which is really bad. So basically, yes. People are really nice, but once they get in their car, so that's something else.
Yeah, that's true. We're kind of famous for that as well. But I know you haven't been here a long time, but I see you staying here a long time. I really see you blending into the community, the business world here. I know this is a great place for you to develop professionally and personally as well. And certainly Atlanta is now proud to call you one of their own, for sure. So as you look forward at growing your business, and are you looking to recruit more talent? Do you need some more help,
Absolutely.
Engineers and so on?
Absolutely. It's business. The more the business grows, the more employee you would need. So we need more talented people every single day. So I'm definitely, I need like anybody I can have. So If I meet you, I know you're like really good in this, I would get your resume right on the spot. So whatever I need, I say, oh, this guy is really good at this. So I'm going to get this this project to him so he can start it building it.
Yeah, that's great. And if you have any or want to know more information about his company, you can go to their website, www.securesolutionsusa.net. You can also connect with him on Twitter at PapaSam27. That's PapaSamb27. And you can reach out to them there, especially if you're an engineer or you would like to get involved with his organization and help, you know, change some of these business strategies and solutions out there here in the Atlanta culture and community.
Yeah. And I have to ask you, tell us about your name.
Papa. Yeah. It's actually
good
a common
name.
Yeah. That's really good. Everybody I meet, I say, hey, what's your name? Your name is Papa. That's really funny, actually. I said, okay. I mean, in French, Senegal is like a French country.
Yes.
So they were colonized by French. So they speak French. French is the official language over there.
Do you speak French? You speak French, English, and what else?
I speak a little bit of Spanish.
Okay.
I can read Arabic. I can understand
a few
of it.
Oh, interesting.
So that's something.
Very well-educated man,
yes.
Alex.
Yeah.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
But it is a common name in
it
Senegal.
It is. Like Papa means like dad in French. They named me after my dad, after my mother's dad. So it's like a respectful sign. Mm-hmm. They don't want to call him by his name, which is Gora, which is my middle name. So they call him Papa. So that's really, really respectful. They really respect elder people over there, as they do in the United States as well.
Yeah. Well, what do you like to do when you're not changing the world of IT solutions? What do you like to do in your off time? You said you listen to music, and Akon is a favorite. Anything else? Hobbies?
Well, I would like to go to. I would like to watch. I watch soccer all the time.
Yeah. Well, we're about to get a big soccer team here in Atlanta next year. We're going to have a professional Major League Soccer coming to Atlanta.
That's great.
So I look forward to that.
Oh, absolutely.
Do you play soccer?
Sometimes. You know, right now, as a busy guy, you know, you just have to play in, like, off time because there is like a Senegalese community down here in Atlanta. It's like actually huge. They play soccer every single day. So, but you cannot afford to do that. But I do. I do go there like once in a while, and they do it as well. So I like to play soccer. I like to watch it. I like to watch NBA, so I love the Hawks team.
Yeah,
so.
Well, the playoffs are going on now. The Hawks are out, unfortunately, but there's some good basketball being played each night as the finals draw near. So it sounds like you're pretty active and you're staying motivated. What motivates and inspires you to keep you trying so hard every day?
Well, basically, when you were born in like a very large family, you know how extended African family are, like with 27 kids in a family. So basically, you need to do something in order to be out of that spot. So it's really tough. In order to do it, you need to focus, being ambitious, and know what do you want and where you want to be.
Mm-hmm.
One of my colleague who first guided me through this, like a Temple Link, who is Michael Esper. So basically, he's a very nice guy. He guided me through this, and he told me, you know what, Papa, here it is. Do not dress for the job you have, but dress for the job you want.
Ah.
So that's something that cut into my mind the first thing I got my foot at Temple Link in New York. So that was something really interesting. And since then, you know, this country is really great. If you work hard and believe in yourself, Do what you have to do. Believe me, you're going to make it.
Wow, okay. Man. Very
powerful. I have to ask you this. Did you say 26 children?
Yes.
So how many brothers and sisters do you have?
I have actually 21 brothers and 6 sisters.
Oh, my God.
But not on the same, like mom and father.
Yeah, right.
But 8 of them, we're from the same mom. Mm-hmm. The others are from the same dad.
Yeah. So, extended family.
Very extended.
Yes.
And are you close with your siblings? Do you keep in contact?
Yes. My mom actually just came from Senegal like 2 weeks ago.
Nice.
And she loved the country. She's probably listening to us, but she doesn't know about what you're saying.
She'll hear this at some point, right? So maybe you want to say something into your mother in French.
Oh, yeah.
Je t'aime beaucoup. She's, I love you so much.
Oh, you're such a good son. Very good. She's very proud of you, I'm sure.
Yeah, she is. Yeah. And my brothers, as you return to your question, like I'm very close to them. Like they are very very nice people. They help me a lot. And I would never stay somewhere without thanking like my brother, Abdullah, who is like the vice president of Trade Perspective, who helped me to put the bits and bytes in the perfect order. He has helped me a lot.
Yeah, no, it sounds like it. And he continued to help you and cultivate you. And you're helping others as you begin to be in a position of influence as well.
That's true. That's true. Like in New York, where I just came from like 2 days ago, I've met so many people in there. And they really appreciate the fact that I'm joining the community and trying to communicate with them and help them, like boost them to graduate to college. I mean, get their degrees and find a job they really need, because this country is really good. If you work hard and believe in yourself, believe me, you can get anything you want to.
You can't say that enough. I'm telling you what, you work hard, believe in yourself, help others along the way. I think that's another portion that most people don't do. They're only out for themselves. Right. If you help others along the way, your success it will just be twofold because of that. So
conscious capitalism.
That's right. True. We got to love that. So so thank you so much, Papa Sam, for joining us here today. Any final thoughts or statements for our listeners?
Basically, I would say I would thank you first for like having me as a guest in your show, which is the Atlanta Business Radio X.
Yes.
This is really good, a great opportunity for us like business owners and CEOs to help our business grow, and we're being known like out there. So I would thank you and thank Alex. Mm-hmm. So thank you so much. I can't thank you
enough.
It's
been a pleasure.
Yeah, no, it's been real inspirational and motivating to talk with you. I know we're going to see more great things from you in 2016 and beyond from your company, IT Secure Solutions. If you want to connect with them, go to their website, www.securesolutionsusa.net, for more information. And you can connect with Papa Sam and his team over there if your business needs help and so much. So thank you so much. Come back and be a guest anytime. We'd love to feature you again.
Thank you so much, Ryan.
All right. And thank you, Alex. Thank you so much for another great week and producing and hosting. And we look forward to another week next week. But in the meantime, enjoy your weekend with your family. Get out there and do some fun things and connect with your community. If you're out there doing something interesting and want to be featured on our program, send us your story at businessradiox.com, and we will love to talk with you. Thank you to Stone Payton and Lee Cantor. And until next time, my friends, we will see you on Atlanta Business Radio.